How to refinance your mortgage with bad credit, coming up. Hey guys, I'm Adam Lesner, and my Oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say it's not possible. Today, we're diving straight into everything that you need to know on how to refinance your mortgage with bad credit, how to get approved, what to expect, and the guidelines that you need to meet. Let's just jump right into it. By the way, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do below. Do new videos every week, and make sure you stick around to the end for a bonus tip. Let's go. Doing a refinance on your mortgage with a bad credit score can be a challenge, but it's not impossible. There are many benefits to tapping into your home's equity, and it's not just restricted to borrowers with flawless credit. Can you refinance your mortgage with bad credit? The short answer is yes, but there are a lot of caveats that come along with that, and that's what we're going to dive into. There are three programs that allow you to refinance your mortgage with bad credit: FHA loan, VA loan, and non-QM loan. Let's jump into FHA mortgage with bad credit, how to refinance it. Here we go. This is probably the most popular and most available way to go when refinancing with bad credit. Why is FHA a popular option? FHA offers competitive rates and has some of the most flexible underwriting guidelines that you'll find in terms of credit, debt-to-income ratio, and loan-to-value ratio. If you're below 640 score, the rates aren't quite as good, but what's nice about FHA is that you can apply for a streamlined refinance down the line when the credit score improves. This gives you the ability and opportunity to accomplish your cash-out refinance goals and then do a simple streamline once you're back in your feet in 6 to 7 months. Things to keep in mind. 500 credit score is the minimum. You can borrow up to 80% of your home's value. No accounts in dispute on credit. Must not have any 30-day late payments on any mortgage in the last 12 months. Borrower must have owned and occupied the subject property for at least 12 months prior to application. In addition, you must be within FHA county loan limits. I'll include a link in the description below so you can check your FHA county loan limit. VA loan refinance with bad credit. To all the U.S. Armed Forces veterans of this great nation, thank you for your service to our country. Semper Fidelis. Eligible veterans are able to tap into their home equity up to 90% of their home value. For some reason, there's a misconception among many veterans that you can only use your VA loan benefit once. This is absolutely not true. You can use your VA loan as many times as you'd like, as long as you have available entitlement. What's even more amazing is that, similar to FHA, you can apply for a streamlined refinance or a VA interest rate reduction loan once you get back on your feet and your scores go up. Things to keep in mind: minimum 500 credit score. Borrow up to 90% of your home's value. Free and clear properties are not permitted. Must have made at least 6 months payments on your current mortgage. No 30-day late payments in the last 12 months. Primary residence only. VA cash out refinance is a wonderful way for our nation's veterans to accomplish their homeownership goals. Non-QM loan refinance with bad credit. Prior to March 2020, these alternative loan options were available as low as 500 score. Currently, these non-QM loans are available as low as 550 credit score. I have no doubt they'll lower back down to 500 at some point, and we'll update when that happens. For this loan type, you can expect lower loan-to-value requirements and rates on the higher side. But there are some major benefits to a non-QM loan that you won't find with the FHA or VA. You can have multiple 30-day late payments on a mortgage in the last 12 months. Bankruptcy in the last 24 months is okay. Foreclosure in the last 24 months is okay. A non-QM loan is a short-term fix for short-term circumstances. It's a perfect way to accomplish your homeownership goals and then refinance into something more traditional once your credit improves.
Getting a fresh start.
Why do a cash out refinance? Here are some benefits when doing a cash out refinance mortgage with bad credit.
Number one, debt consolidation.
Use the current equity in your home to consolidate unsecured debt like high interest credit cards and personal loan. By paying your revolving debt down, your credit score will increase over time if you keep the available balance below 30%. Consolidating your debt into the mortgage often saves borrowers hundreds of dollars a month and has a major positive impact on the household budget.
Home improvement.
If you've been putting off getting things in order around the house because of high expense, a cash out refinance is a perfect opportunity to accomplish your home improvement goal. If the home is in major disrepair, the appraiser will likely mark the repairs needed prior to closing.
Paying off derogatory debt.
Having delinquent debt lingering on your credit for years can weigh heavily on the conscience and limit your options when seeking financing of any kind. A cash out refinance is a great way to get a fresh start, pay off collections, tax liens, and judgments.
Bonus tip, here we go.
If you have any mortgage that has been in forbearance in the last 12 months, be sure to disclose that upfront when you apply. Not all lenders treat a recent forbearance the same, and not all lenders report the forbearance the same on credit and title. If you currently have an FHA loan and you had the loan in forbearance, there's a strong likelihood that the payments that you deferred on were put into a second lien. This second lien will need to be paid off with the loan when you refinance or sell your property. It's important that you give a heads up that there was a mortgage in forbearance so that we can do
the necessary research to figure out which option will make the most sense. You don't want to be a few weeks in a process and then have to sort out how to handle the recent forbearance. The sooner it's identified, the better.
In summary,
getting approved for a refinance mortgage with bad credit is possible in many scenarios. It's extremely important to work with a lender that's highly experienced with these types of loans. The best option for low credit cash out refinance are FHA loan, VA loan, and non-QM loan.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully that was helpful. I'm going to include a link in the description so that you can schedule a call if you want to have a one-on-one. Happy to help. My goal is to help you accomplish your goals. Thank you for stopping by. If you haven't subscribed yet, please make sure you do, and look forward to seeing you next time. Later.